Have I forgotten the cross, my Lord, when I carry not my own? Have I forgotten the crown you bore?
Hi, Pastor Brandon here with our daily reading plans for Monday, March 16th, 2020. Seek Him. As we will read Psalm 37, 7 through 15, Exodus 22, 25 through 23, 26, and Matthew 24, 26 through 35, as we continue to seek Him together as a family of families. We'll be going to Psalm 37, 7 through 15 first. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. Refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself. It tends only to evil. For the evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land. In just a little while, the wicked will be no more. Though you look carefully at his place, he will not be there. But the meek shall inherit the land and delight themselves in abundant peace. The wicked plot against the righteous and gnashes his teeth at him. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend their bow, to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those whose way is upright. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. Exodus 22, 25 through chapter 23, verse 26. If you lend money to any of my people, with you who is poor, you shall not be like a moneylender to him, and you shall not exact interest from him. If ever you take your neighbor's cloak in pledge, you shall return it to him before the sun goes down, for that is his only covering, and it is his cloak for his body. In what else shall he sleep? And if he cries to me, I will hear, for I am compassionate. You shall not revile God, nor curse a ruler of your people. You shall not delay to offer from the fullness of your harvest and from the outflow of your presses. The firstborn of your sons you shall give to me. You shall do the same with your oxen and with your sheep. 7 days it shall be with its mother, and on the eighth day you shall give it to me. You shall be consecrated to me. Therefore, you shall not eat any flesh that is torn by beast in the field. You shall throw it to the dogs. You shall not spread a false report. You shall not join hands with a wicked man to be a malicious witness. You shall not fall in with the many to do evil, nor shall you bear witness in a lawsuit siding with the many so as to prevent justice, nor shall you be partial to a poor man in his lawsuit. If you meet your enemy's ox or his donkey going astray, you shall bring it back to him. If you see the donkey of one who hates you lying down under its burden, you shall refrain from leaving him with it. You shall rescue it with him. You shall not pervert the justice due to the poor in his lawsuit. Keep far from a false charge, and do not kill the innocent and righteous, for I will not acquit the wicked. And you shall take no bribe, for a bribe blinds the clear-sighted and subverts the case of the cause of those who are in the right. You shall not oppress a sojourner. You know the heart of a sojourner, for you were sojourners in the land of Egypt. For 6 years you shall sow your land and gather in its yield, but The seventh year you shall let it rest and lie fallow, that the poor of your people may eat, and what they leave the beast of the field may eat. You shall do likewise with your vineyard and with your olive orchard. 6 days you shall do your work, but on the seventh day you shall rest, that your ox and your donkey may have rest, and the son of your servant woman and the alien may be refreshed. Pay attention to all that I have said to you, and make no mention of the names of other gods, nor let it be heard on your lips. 3 times in the year you shall keep a feast to me. You shall keep a feast of unleavened bread, as I commanded you. You shall eat unleavened bread for 7 days at the appointed time in the month of Abib, for in it you came out of Egypt. None shall appear before me empty-handed. You shall keep the feast of harvest, of the first fruits of your labor, of what you sow in the field. You shall keep the feast of in gathering at the end of the year, when you gather in from the field the fruit of your labor. 3 times in the year shall all the males appear before the Lord God. You shall not offer the blood of my sacrifice with anything leavened, or let the fat of my feast remain until the morning. The best of the first fruits of your ground you shall bring into the house of the Lord your God. You shall not boil a young goat in its mother's milk. Behold, I send an angel before you to guard you on the way and to bring you to the place that I have prepared. Pay careful attention to him and obey his voice. Do not rebel against him, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if you carefully obey his voice and do all that I say, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries. When my angel goes before you and brings you to the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, and I blot them out, you shall not bow down to their gods nor serve them, nor do as they do, but you shall utterly overthrow them and break their pillars in pieces. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from among you. None shall miscarry or be barren in your land. I will fulfill the number of your days. Matthew 24, 26 through 35. So if they say to you, look, he is in the wilderness, do not go out. If they say, look, he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and shines as far as the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Wherever the corpse is, there the vultures will gather. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then will appear in heaven the sign of the Son of Man, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, and he will send out his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heaven to the other. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts out its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see all these things, you know that he is near at the very gates. Truly, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. And just as I say at the end of every one of my sermons, the grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. His words will never pass away. And that is a beautiful thing. For as we go to our psalm today, to look at what the Psalter has to say about God, to be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself. And of course, he's talking about over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. We are to fret not ourselves, period. Jesus would say earlier, much earlier in the Gospel of Matthew, what good does worry do? It wastes time. We are to be still in uncertainty. We are to be still when we don't know what tomorrow holds. We are to be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him when we are in need of him to act. And church, we are in need of God to act in today's world. Not that we've never faced a disease like this before in all of humanity. We've faced plenty of them. But we are still, to this day, dependent upon the Lord. And we are in need of God to act. And this is the good news. God will act. God will hear our cries. And I'd like us to continue in prayer today for our world and the threat they face from coronavirus. Let's pray. God, first and foremost, help us to be still and know that you are God. To be still, to be patient on your goodness, your greatness, your justice, your mercy, your grace. Hey, help us to be still. Help us to be patient with you. And Lord, we pray for our world today that we wouldn't respond in fear as your people. We pray for our brothers and sisters that we wouldn't respond in fear, but we would respond with patience in waiting, that we would be still and know that you indeed are God, and that we would wait for you, and that we would cry out to you in this time for your provision, for your protection, for your restoration, and for your cleansing and healing. Bring healing to this world, and Lord, may you be glorified for it. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. How can we be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him today? I think that's the question that we need to ask ourselves. Coming straight from our reading plan, Seek Him, Monday, March 16th, 2020. God bless you.